Okay, let's get into Arla Daf Lamed Aleph as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Arla, the second to last daf here in the parak, and as we are talking about this parak, all about Inyane Bittel. So one again, Hosafa, as we usually start off with something I ran out of time from the last year, and that is the Gemara on Lamed Amud Aleph had rhetorically, how is it possible that we would paskin like the Das Yachid, that they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Ki Yuchida Moray, right? It must be that the Rabbanan agree in that case, right? It must be like it's not just the Das Yachid of Rabbi Eliezer, but it must be that everybody agrees in that case that you wouldn't say Zev Zegorei Mutter in a case of Yisuri Hana in general, or maybe just by Chametz, according to the Chazon Ish, but that was the line. So we mentioned then that the Mishnah in Idios in the first Perek already wonders, well, if we don't paskin like the Das Yachid, so why do we even bring the Das Yachid? Why is it even quoted in the Mishnayos? Just quote for us the day that we paskin like, right? Wouldn't that be good enough? So the Mishnah gave a couple of opinions. Maybe it's that if somebody, if a Beis Din ever paskins that way, they have the ability to paskin like the Das Yachid. There is a Das Yachid out there that holds that way, so maybe they have somebody to rely on. And the second day of there is whether it's a machlokas or not, whether the second day of the Mishnah might say, well, they're not allowed to hold like that opinion. So, well, you know, it must be a different reason why it's given. But in a piashkafa, I mentioned the Chida. The Chida makes this comment in Erevin, in his commentary, Pesach Adam in Erevin. The Chida wrote many, many svarim, wrote about 60 or 70 svarim. We have many. The Birka Yosef is probably his most famous, the one on Shulchan Aruch, but he has Chuvis Chaim Sha'al, and he has many other. Simchas HaRegel is his commentary, I think, on one of the Megillus. But the Pesach Einayim is his commentary on a number of Masechtas. So there in Erevin Yud Gimel, where the Gemara discusses the principle of Elu Va'elu Deri Elokim Chayim, that these and these are the are words of the living God. We mentioned that the Baskol said that, right? Machloket B'Sham B'Sillah, they argued for many years, who is the halacha like? And the Gemara says that a Baskol went out from Shemayim and said, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. V'halacha k'beis Hillel. But the Baskol continued, Pashapshat of the Gemara, that the Baskol also said that. Elu ve'elu and the halacha. Some say that's the stomach of the Gemara. It sounds like it's from the Baskol. The Baskol says, Elu ve'elu and halacha is k'beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, V'chimeyachash Elu ve'elu. Since you say Elu ve'elu, then why was Beis Hillel Zocha to have the halacha nikva kimosan? Rebnei shenochin va'aluvin hayu. Because they are meek. They are humble, v'shonin divreim v'divrei b'shamay, and they study their own words, they study the other Shita's words, they study b'shamay's words, and they even makdim b'shamay's words. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. L'malamedcha, the Gemara ends off, shkala mashpil atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbio. It sounds like it's a reward, because they're humble, and they lower themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them up, and we paskin that way. Okay, that's not our topic now. But on that Gemara, the Chida notes, he quotes from the Mefarshim. The Chida wrote, knew all the Svarim, right? He was a traveling, itinerant rabbi. He traveled all over the place. That's why he wrote the Shema Gdolim. Shema Gdolim is another sefer of his, where it's an encyclopedia of people. Shema Gdolim. So much of the information that we know from some of the Achronim before the time of the Chida is from his sefer, the Shema Gdolim. It's again, a one volume, has Rabbeinu Tam, and it'll give you a paragraph about Rabbeinu Tam. And Achronim, the Maharik, and you know, just continue it. So says the Pesach Inayim, Ein Pirusho Dishneim Emes. Wow. So the Chida says, it doesn't mean that they're both true, unlike every other pshat of Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And generally, I don't know if we accept this hashkafically, but this is what the Chida says. Ein Pirusho Dishneim Emes. Maybe he means, it doesn't mean that they're both equally Emes. Right? Many Achronim say it means that there are different levels of Emes. But he says, Ein Pirusho Dishneim Emes, Ela Lihios, De Ein Ha'ar Nikar, Ela Mitoch HaChoshech, but light is only appreciated with the background of darkness. Right? The Gemara says, Shraga Batira Me'ahani. If you light a candle during the day, it doesn't help. Right? So light is appreciated out of darkness. Nimsa, De Hasvara HaMenagedes, Toil Lahavin Hetev, Hasvara HaAmites Be'etzem. The opposing svara, the Das Yachid, that we don't paskin like, helps us understand their true svara better. Right? If somebody says mutter, you can appreciate and understand that better if you see a shita out there that says usser, the foil. Right? And therefore, that's the value of the other shita. Umitzad ze kari banami devri elokim chayim. Ula olam the svara achas emes, the svara achas acheres ein emes. That's the language of the chida. And that, so why is there a das yachid in there? So we can understand better the other shitas. Not that the das yachid has inherent value, which sounds like against the pashas of that Mishnah. At least according to that day. The pashas of the Mishnah says, Bezek can rely on it once in a while. But, and it's against the Achronim explained. I think the Rama writes in Sefer Torah Schatos on Yeridea. So the Rama says that sometimes the Gemara says, Kedai lismoch alav b'shas atchak. So Kedai Reb Shimon, even though we don't usually pass it like this, Tana, Kedai that we should rely on in b'shas atchak. So what does that mean? So many Achronim explained that really we pass it like that other Shita, that we generally don't. But, you know, Lachadchila will go by like the Rove and the Rabim, generally, Kavod Achronim. But if there's a Shas Atzchak, if there's a Hefsin Meruba, or whatever it is, then, so according to that, that's not what the Chida says. That the Chida says there's no MS to that Shita. So it's hard to accept that Chida, but there are hints to it in some other Mefarshim, the Nesivus, in the Hakdama of the Nesivus, where he talks about, you know, what he's going to do. He says, you know, sometimes you have to search around on the bottom of the sea. You have to search through the rocks in order to find the pearl. And once you find the pearl, so then you throw away all the rocks. Right? That's what he calls that svara of emes. Okay, so that's also similar in the derech of the chida. Most mefarshim don't say that. Most assume, even if you want to say that, not close to the chida, but in the way of, you know, there's an ultimate truth. But it's exactly that. There's one ultimate truth, but you might say, but there are different levels of truth, right? In Torah, there are multiple layers of truth. Unlike most other sciences where 2 + 2 could only be 4. But in Torah, there could be multiple layers of truth. And that's where Rabbi Yaakov Kabanetsky gives pshat, an amazing pshat to that medrash in Brachos, where the medrash talks about how the Malachim were arguing about whether the world, man should be created or not. Machlokes. Right, this is machlokes about everything, even about Briyas HaOlam. B'shah Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Levrotzos Adam HaRishon. Nasu Malachei Asharis Kitim Kitim. It was a machlokes amongst the Malachim. V'chaburos Chaburos. Me'em Omrim Al Yivra, Me'em Omrim Al Yivra. Create, don't create. Hadu D'chziv, Chesed V'Ebes Nifkashu Tzedek V'Shalom Nashaku. That pasuk has all four teams. Right, Chesed Omer Yivra. Chesed says, create man. Shu Gomel Chasadim. Because man is full of Chesed. The MS Omer Al Yevrasha Kulo Shkarim. MS said, don't create. It's full of falsehood. Tzedek Omer Yevrashu Oset Stakos. Shalom Omer Al Yevrata Kule Ktata. Right? So, also what happened? 2 against 2. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of one of the teammates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natal MS Vishlichol Arts. Hashem threw MS down to the ground and v'hadu hu tachsiv, that's what the pasuk means, hashlech emes artsa. Amar malachai yeres v'negadosh baruch hu, l'malachai yeres, Hashem, how do you do that? And Hashem says, tala emes min ha'aretz. So, some of the mefarshim on the medrash, the Yifas Toar, says, oh, Hashem got upset, and therefore he threw one down, and now it's a rove, 2 against 1. Right. The question is, though, so why do you throw emes down, and not shalom? Why do you pick that one? He could have thrown either of them down? So Rav Yaakov answers, no, the point is that the Malachim answer, Emes says, Shekul Shkarim. Hashem got rid of that Taina, not because he got rid of that teammate, but because he threw Emes to the ground, which meant Tala Emes Ben Arsi is going to be a new type of Emes. That's what Hashem did at that moment. Meaning he created the principle of Elu Ve'elu Divri Lekim Chaim, that there should be Emes based on what comes from the ground also. Chidesh, Rabbi Yaakov says in Parshas Bereishis, Chidesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chidesh Gadol B'inyina Emes, Sho HaEmes Hine Yachasis V'lo Hechlatis. Right, it's this relative truth, and not just absolute truth. V'tiye Emes Artsis, V'Emes Artsis Shamaimis. Heavenly truth and earthly truth. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says the exact same thing in different words in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe, where he says there's emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. If a posek goes through all the proper channels, and he researches, and he sweats, and he focuses, and he gets to a psak, that itself is an emes. Even if mitzad upstairs in Shemayim, they might have come to a different decision, but it doesn't matter. It's a level of truth. It's a level. It's not just in our nikar alim derachoshech. Not what the chida says, but it's a level of truth, and that's why. That's why there's a shita out there. The das yachid out there. Every shita in shas. There's a comment of the nitziv also. Nitziv in the Kidmas Ha'emek, his akdama to the shiltos to the hevek sheila. He says every in Shas has some or on it, some or HaTorah on it. If it didn't even make it to Shas, then maybe it doesn't have any or HaTorah. Like what she didn't make it to Shas. Like the Shita of Amoni va'amonis mo'avi u'mo'avis. Right, the Shita of Doeg Adomi, where Doeg says David HaMelech can't be part of the of Klal Yisrael because of the great grandmothers from Moab. So we reject that totally. We say Torah Shabbat Peh, that only the males, not the females. Okay, that's a Shita. But either way, this is Eilu Ve'Eilu, and then there are other Shitas about Eilu Ve'Eilu that maybe there's not even multiple truths, but there's different equal truths. That's the Maharal. Maharal says different equal truths, just like you say about a tree. What makes a tree grow? And you'll get five different answers. Water and soil and sun, everything. Right, we're learning Arla. We have to mention that in Maharal. Right? What makes a tree grow? So, and all, they're all right. It depends how you look at it. It depends on your perspective. Right? So too, Ve'elu Ve'elu, it depends on your perspective. On those, therefore, there are equal multiple truths, not just different levels of truth. So those are definitely the three general opinions about Eilu Ve'elu, but that has to do with the Das Yachid that was quoted in yesterday's daf, where we said, Das Yachid, why is it quoted? And, how could you, how could they pass on like the Das Yachid? Okay, so we're on Laman Abbeiz now, towards the bottom. Laman Abbeiz, Nishmeim and Hadah. We left off with a question. Remember, what are we talking about? So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, on daf Lamed said, that what happens if I smear a kli with oil? I have a leather kli, and I smear it with oil, and I smear it with tamay oil and tar oil, and I dunked it in the mikveh in between after it dried, and then there's seepage. I see some oil coming out of my shoe. So is that tamay oil or tahar oil? So that was Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, got to assume both, according to the Ma'ariv Folda's Pshat. Achar harishon aniba. So you have to assume, says Rabbi Eliezer, that they're both coming out. Even some of the Rishon's coming out. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chachamim say, no. Last one in, first one out. That's the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, only the second one is coming out. So if the second one is tar, you can assume this is all tahar oil. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, related the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which said they're both coming out, to the Shita of related to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that they're both coming out to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in Parah spoke about when we have the hyssop and the little branch that we use to sprinkle the water mixed with the Parah Duma ashes. We sprinkle that onto the Tamei Mace. So what happens if I'm using a very a kli that has a very small opening? So I stick it in, and when I take it out, do I have to be nervous that besides the liquid of the mechatas that's on the leaves, some of the natural juices and liquid of the leaves, because they got squeezed out of this little opening, maybe some of the liquids also squeezed down and is going to come out into the mechatas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the first one you're okay, not the second one. First one you're okay. Right? The Tanakama said, you're fine, you're always fine. Right? Malakadarko. Rabbi Yehuda, right? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's arguing. Maybe he's explaining, but let's assume he's arguing. Chazai Rishona, the first one's okay. But the second one, let's say you stick it back in, so now the leaves are a little softer. So now you have to be worried that some of the natural liquid is coming out of the leaves. So when you use it a second time, both the what was there earlier, right? The mechatos and the water, and the natural water, natural liquids coming out. So Rabbi Yochanan related that Rabbi Yehuda to our Rabbi Eliezer. Just like Rabbi Eliezer and our Mishnah said they're both coming out. So to here, they're both coming out, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, I understand that's true if it's so wet, let's say the case in our Mishnah, the shoe, that you could feel the oil on both sides. Then you can assume they both came out, right? You smeared it on one side, and it went through, and you could feel it now on the other side, the moisture. So, ad kadun b'shesach mikan u'matzah b'tzad sheni. I understand that that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Sach mikan u'matzah mikan, ma'amar bar Rabbi Eliezer. What if you only, it's still only on one side? You smeared it on one side, and you only feel the liquid on one side. Does Rabbi Eliezer also there say, oh, there's so much in there, it must be they're both coming out? Would he say that? So the Gemara, now we're up to that question, now we're up to that answer. So Nishmeinim and Adah, so let's learn it from the following, another comment of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Nishmeinim and Adah, the Amar Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Sof Dover Tzlochis. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, of both coming out, is not only where you use this flask with the tiny little opening, Ela Afilu Seifel. Even if you used a big bowl, Also, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you stick it in a second time, then the leaves get a little soft, and you're nervous that the natural juices of these leaves are going to be coming out. So you see from there, even without pressure on these leaves, you're concerned about both coming out. So the Gemara is going to say, if you're concerned even without any pressure, you're probably concerned also from only one side. So that's what the Gemara is about to say. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Amru Davar Echad. So Rabbi Yochanan says about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Para that it even applies to a bowl. And he also links Rabbi Yehuda in Para to Rabbi Eliezer in Arla. So Islacha Meimar, Taman, Bishasach Mikan, Umatza Bezad Hasheni. Are you going to tell me that a bowl is comparable to where it's wet on both sides? No. Lo. Bishasach Mikan, Umatza Mikan. Right? A big bowl where there's no pressure as the leaf comes out. And even there, you're choshesh that, you know, it's coming out the natural liquid. That's more comparable to a case where it's found on one side. So havhacha b'shazach mikan u'matza mikan. So that's what Gemara says, that he thinks Rabbi Yehuda Shita would be even, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you're choshesh. Rabbi Yehuda Shita over there in Para. And we link that to Rabbi Eliezer Shita in our case. So since Rabbi Yehuda would say his din, even if you're not squeezed, it's just in a big bowl and you stick it in twice. So too, Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, we assume would say a Shita, even if the oil is only felt on one side, we assume that it'll still come out. Okay, we continue now with the next Mishnah, Sa'or Shel Truma, the second to last Mishnah here in this parak. Sorry, similar case what we had earlier. We've been speaking about different types of leavening agents teaming up. One's usher, one's mutter, same time, one after another. All different cases that we've had. So, the Mishnah here has two cases parallel to each other. One of sa'or, of leaven, and one of spices, tavlin. Sa'or shal truma v'shal kelei hakerem. If you have sa'or of two different isurim, this Mishnah is going to bring us back to Mishnayos we had a couple of days ago. If you have Sa'ar of Chuma and of Kelei HaKerem, two different Isurim, Shenafel L'toch Isa, V'lo Bazeka De L'chametz, V'lo Bazeka De L'chametz, neither of them have enough. Neither of them have enough to leaven the entire dough. One's Chuma, one's Kelei HaKerem. V'nitz Tarfu, and then they combined V'chimetzu, and they leavened the whole dough. So what do you say? This dough was half leavened by Chuma, half leavened by Kelei HaKerem. So is that a problem? So the Tanakhama says, remember what the Tanakhama said back on Daf Chavav? Back on Daf Chavav, we said, if you have two minim, either, according to the Tanakhama, if you have one shame isser with two minim, or one min with two shemos isser, it's besarif. Right? You have two different cucumbers. Two different isurim of cucumbers, they combine. Or if you have a cucumber and a pepper, but they're the same isser, they combine, according to the Tanakhama. Either one. Rabbi Shimon there says, no, you got to be both. Got to be the same item and the same isser. That was the machlokas there. So that machlokas has a ramification right here, right? Because you have the same type. You have two sa'ars, that's min echad. They're two different isurim. So Tanakhama says, asur lazarim. That's asur to azar, because they do combine, and azar is asur both of these things. Right, Shruma and Kelei HaKerem are also Dazarim. So that's why this dough will now be Aser for Azar to eat, because Min Echad is Bitzarif. Umutul Kohanim. But the Kohanim are going to be able to eat it. Why? Because the Chachamim said, to Dafagon Chav Chesma Beis, what the Chachamim say on Chav Chesma Beis, Zev Zagorim is Mutter. Rabbi Eliezer said, you go to the Achron. Achron Aniba. But the Chachamim say, it's Mutter. It's Mutter if each one is not enough to leaven. So here, you're right, there's Kelei HaKerem involved. But that's not enough. And Truma is the other half, and Kohanim Kiddi Truma. So therefore, Mutter LaKohanim. Rabbi Shimon argued back on Daf Chavav. Right? Rabbi Shimon said he had to have the same Min and the same Shem Isser. And if not, they're not Mitztarif. So it's going to be Mutter even Le Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Matan Lazarim Ula Kohanim. So that is one Mishnah, one Machlokas. And now we have the same parallel Machlokas in the case of Tavlin. Tavlin, you have some type of seasoning. Shel truma v'shel kelei hakerem. Shenaflu l'toch hakedera. Yeah, the seasoning that fell, again, truma kelei hakerem, that fell into the kedera. V'lo be'elu kedei l'tavel, lo be'elu kedei l'tavel. Each one doesn't have enough. Then it's tarfu v'tivelu. And they combined. Asa l'zarim v'mutar l'kohanim. Same sheet of the Tanakhama. Asa l'zarim. Because, right, it's the same min. And therefore they combine, as we had. But it's mutar l'kohanim. Because they combine. But the truma is mutar to the kohanim. And it's zev zegorim is mutar. Rabbi Shimon, Matir Lazarim, Ula Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon matters because he says, again, it has to be the same min and the same shemisser, and therefore is going to be both cases. What's the chiddush of the second case? So the Mara Fulda here says, Kamash Malan, in the last Mara Fulda on the Mishnah, Kamash Malan, Dolo Tema, Sa'or Lagabe Isa Min Baminohu. Maybe Sa'or in the Resha, maybe you would have said that's a case of Min Bamino, because the Sa'or, which is after you let dough sit, it becomes sourdough. So maybe that's called min mamino. Aval min b'she'eno mino moda tanakama. Maybe by min b'she'eno mino, maybe two different tavlinim, maybe the tanakama would agree that it's motor kamash blah. No. He says even there it's also min bamino, and therefore it's going to be usher. Remember the truma, again, many machlokos of truma that we've had over the months, but just to remember one of them, we're talking here about truma, and you're going to have to give it to the Kohen, Hafrashas truma itself, that is a machlokes rishonim, how many mitzvahs to count for Hafrashas truma. Hafrasha, right, truma, there are two parts to the mitzvah. I mafresh it, and then I give it to the Kohen. Once I mafresh my truma, then my chulin is misukanim. Even if I never give the truma to the Kohen, I could still eat the rest of my chulin. Right, I'm stealing from the Kohen if I never give it to the Kohen, but it's chulin misukanim. So you make the bracha at the time of the hafrasha. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Rambam counts one mitzvah of hafrasha and nesina. The Rambam in the Shorashim, in Shorash Yud Beis, all reflects this. That's Shorish of the Rambam. Again, we should have Shir on the Shorashim one day. Shorashim are crucial. But the Shorashim here in Shorash Yud Beis, the Rambam says you don't count parts of a process as separate mitzvahs. If you have a part of a process in halacha, and there are three or four parts, it's one mitzvah. You don't count that separately. You don't count, I don't know, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, the four parts of an avoda, of a karban. Those aren't four mitzvahs, that's avoda. Avodas chatas, avodas ola. You don't count it separately. HaShorash HaShneimasar, says the Rambam, the 12th out of the 14th rule, Shein Roy Limnos Chelke Melacha Min HaMelachos. Sheba hatzivui ba'asiyasa kol chelev v'chelev b'fnei atzmo. You don't count them separately. Yadua. Shanachnu pa'amim nitztavinu al maisa echad ben ha'maisa v'yachar kach yaskal ha'kasav lovar eichus ha'maisa ha'hu. You're commanded to do something and you get vasuli mikdash. It's mitzvah achas. And the hakrava. Vein roi sheyimne koma she'omar bo v'yasisa v'yasisa mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Just because it says the word v'yasisa doesn't mean not mean that you count it separately. I'll give you a mashal, says the Rambam. That's why he always gives examples. V'hamashal bazeh ha'ola. V'hine, anachnu nitztavinu shetiyem meleches ha'ola kach. V'hi, sheyishchatena, v'yafshitena, v'yinatchena. Shechted and skin it and cut it, v'yizrog dam ala toar kach. V'yakrev chelpa and burn its fats. V'yakar kach yisrov kol basara and then burn its meat. Im shir kach misoles v'ulav ha'shemen. Uvishir kedei kach yayin, nisach hayayin with it. There's a lot going on by Ola. That's not all counted as separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. And chatos is one mitzvah. All of these are one mitzvah. And the Rambam continues giving other examples besides karbanos. And of course he says many people have been mistaken in this. And the Rambam goes through, gives examples. So on that, the Ramban argues. The Ramban says the Rambam counts one mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. He puts that in Hafrasha and Nesina. I think he's wrong. It's interesting to know because the Ramban, as we know, added on to the Rambam's mitzvahs, the ones that he said he forgot. And often the Ramban argues on the Rambam in some place. That's not a mitzvah, that is a mitzvah. And it's not on his list that he added on. So if you look on the list, I'm pretty sure the Rambam, I think is the 17 mitzvahs I say that he adds on. He doesn't add on a Nesinas Truma. And a Nesinas Meiser Rishon, so he has to do that. So it's interesting. Here he argues vociferously against the Rambam, and we don't find that later on. The Ramban thinks, at least in Lamdis, Hafrasha and Nesina should be two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. After all, you make the bracha by the Hafrasha, you're misakin by the Hafrasha, by Dvar Matovlim, where the Hafrasha is misakin the Tevel, the Ramban thinks it should be two separate mitzvahs. Like challah. He says challah Kala Isa Asura Lanu Acha Nafresh Osavin Estavidu Ba Mitzvah Nefredes. Chala Tarimu Truma. It's two different psukim. Shalo Yale Beli Beinu Sharnarim Osala Hotzia Isa Be Isser Vinazvena O Nashlich Osaba Eish. Tzivo Sanis Barach Benesina Seinu Lakawin. You give it. And there's a difference between the two. And he continues. What about Chala Tmeya? You still do Afrasha, and then you burn it. So you see, you can separate between the Afrasha and the Nesina. What's fascinating is that all the Mefarshim on the Rambam, we have the Rambam's Nosei Kalim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, those that defend him. We have the Leif Sameach, and the Marganisa Tava, and many of the Mefarshim on the, and the Kinas Sofrim. They all explain the Rambam, but they explain him in different ways. Some say, and they have all three options. I'm not going to read it now, we're running out of time. All three options. Some say the real Ikra is the Hafrasha, and the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. Some say, no, the Ikra is the Nesina, and the Hafrasha is the Tchilas Nesina. Right, yeah, the opposites. And some say, no, they're two halves of the same coin. Two halves of the process. So you have all three approaches. If you look at the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam here, in the 12th Shorish, you'll find all three formulations. Whether the Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina, whether the Nesina is Sof Hafrasha, or whether it's just two parts of the process, the Hafrasha and the Nesina. Okay, so we mentioned that back in Trumas, but here Truma came up again, so I thought I'd mention it again. Says the Gemara, Sa'ar shal Truma v'shal Shvius. So next case, what about Shvius? Sa'ar of Shvius. Shenafel tocha Isa. Sa'ar of Truma. What Shvius? So something that's usher. Right, so either it's talking about Svichin, that's Aser, or it's talking about Shemitah fruit after the time of Biur. So either of those. So if you remember, we discussed. So if you have Truma and Shvius, this is different than the Mishnah, because the Mishnah had a case of Truma, which is Mutzah Tekoh on him. So here, they're both Aser. Shadavu Tochi, Salob, Zekadil, Lachabiz, Lob, Zekadil, Lachabiz, Vistarba, Vachimsu, Aser, Lazarba, Mutzah Tekoh on him. So that's, again, Mutzah Tekoh on him, because Truma is half. Truma is half, so that's still going to be good. This one is going to be the same machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Madel Zarm Lakonim, same machlokas. We just substituted Shvius instead of Kilei Akerim. But what if they both have enough to do chimis by themselves? Then it's Tarfu v'chimsu. Then also Lazarim Ulakonim. Then it's also to the Konim also, like we had earlier on Daf Chavches. Rabbi Shimon Matil Zarim. Rabbi Shimon again says Mutter to Zarim, even though there's enough Kilei Akerem, or there's enough Shvius to leaven the whole dough. So the Gemara now asks, how does Rabbi Zerub Shimon say that's mutter? Right, Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, boy, ma bein truma etzel zarem, ma bein Shvius etzel chacham, kohanim. Ta truma etzel zarem asura, Shvius etzel kohanim muteras. What's the dea of Rabbi Zerub Shimon? How could he matter this? Again, you have leaven, that there's enough leaven in order to each one to do it separately. Kilei Akerem, or Shvius, and Truma. So one of them is usher to the Kohen. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that's mutter? Right, one of them is enough. So, three pshatim. Number one. Chazav Rabbi Yochanan Tifter, Rabbi Shenafal Sa'ar Shal Truma Tchila. Maybe the case is where the Truma fell first. Meaning, the Truma fell first and leavened the whole dough. So by the time the second one fell in, it was no sin tam lifgam. As we said earlier. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. Sounds like from the Mishnah they both fell in at the same time. But the first day, Rabbi Yochanan, the Truma fell in first. So therefore, and then he was Mechamesid, and Lo Bas Shvius, Ela Lifgam. So when the Shemitah fell in, it was Nosin Tam Lifgam. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, Beshita Saviv, and Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon holds like his father, which we've had already last week. Mao Beshita Saviv, what does Reb Shimon hold? Kamad Reb Shimon Amr, Nosin Tam Lifgam Mutter, Kacha Lazar Reb Shimon Amr, Nosin Tam Lifgam Mutter. So, first shot, how does Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon say that it's mutter? It must be where the Truma fell in first and was Machametz. And then the Shemitah fell in, and that's why it's mutter. And according to that, that the Tanakhama holds Nosei Tam Lifgam is Aser. Right? Which is, we'd rather not say that. The Shitah of the Chachamim, this is a Stam Mishnah, Nosei Tam Lifgam Aser. Okay, that's one shot. Number two, Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, no, it doesn't sound that way for the Mishnah. For the Mishnah, it sounds like they both fell in at the same time. Doesn't sound like it's one after another. So let's say they fell in at the same time. I have another way, says Rabbi Abba, another sheet of Rabbi Shimon that maybe this is based on. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, Mao Beshitas Aviv, what does it mean Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is following his father's sheet? A different Rabbi Shimon. Kamad Rabbi Shimon Amar Kala Svichun Mutarin. Rabbi Shimon argued. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is the one that says aftergrowth, Svichun of Shvius is Asur Daraisa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way. At most, it's Drabanan. So, and some svichin maybe even are mutter. So just like Rabbi Shimon holds svichin or mutter, kain Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon amar kol svichin mutarin. When the Braisa gives the example of two things fell in, truma and shvius, according to this daya, again, it's very dachuk. When it says shvius, it means mutter stuff from shvius. Mutter stuff, why doesn't it just say chulin? He's telling you the chiddush that it's svichin that it's mutter. Svichin that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, does Rabbi Shimon matter all svichin? Klumam Rabbi Shimon el svicha yerek. Dilma besvicha Yisroim. It's unclear what this havamina is. Why would you be machali between different types of svichin? But that's the suggestion which we're about to reject. Maybe he doesn't say it by all. The Gemara says, no, kamasi. Kamas, he's svicha yerek, he's svicha Yisroim. He's not machalik. All svichin or more. That's the sheet. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds in the, that's why it's mutter. Where you have sa'or of Shvius and Sa'ar of Truman that fell in, it's Mutter, because his father says, all Svichan are Mutter anyway. So it's Mutter and Truma that fell in, so that's why it's Mutter the Kohanim. Viter. And the third shot, Rabbanan de Kesarin Amrin, no. Achas b'shitas aviv, achas b'shitas chachamim. The Rabbanan of Kesaria say, no, the Pashup shot is that they both fell at the same time, and we're talking about Shvius that is Aser. But still, let's say, what happens if the two things that could each be machamets itself falling at the same time? They're both machamets, and then it's great, but you leave it in there, and eventually it's going to become bad. So it was nosetam lefgam at the beginning, but then nosetam leshvach at the beginning, but then nosetam lefgam at the end. So that's why he says mutter. Why? Because at the end it's going to be nosetam lefgam, if you leave everything in, nosetam lefgam, and even at the beginning, he's going to hold that it's going to be mutter. Why is it going to be mutter? Because there's not enough of the shvius and shum. Let's just read it. Achdus aviv, achdus chachabim. B'shitas aviv, mishum nosetam lefgam mutter. That's at stage two, right? He's following his shita, like we said earlier. But the b'shitas chachabim, mishum shemos mitztarfim. Because the only reason that it will be usher is because they have the shita that says two different shemos are mitzarif. So here he says, even though there's enough for each one to usher by itself, but still there's two different shemos isser. And therefore he doesn't think that they would combine in the resha, because they're each of them are only leavening a certain amount. And even though there's enough for them to do it themselves, but Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon must hold that there's a limit in that case, because they are different shemos iser of, and therefore they're not mitztarif. Okay, and the shemos mitztarif would be the reason that you would say it's aser, but here he would argue. Good. And the chachamim hold that shemos are mitztarif, right? The tzadikama who says it's aser, they hold two shemos are mitztarif, and Rabbi Elazar Shimon would say shemos are not mitztarif. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Rabbi Shimon. We will continue with the last full daf of the second parak next time.